This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for being here today, downloading this, Mindful Medicine. You know, here at Mindful Medicine, it's always about me and our conversations with the guests, trying to open up your mind so you can use it really well in sifting through all the information that's out there regarding your health, your wellness, making great decisions for you and your family. Can't wait for today's show. I'm going to get right into it. We're going to talk about regenerative injection therapies, RIT. You're like, what's RIT? Well, we are going to talk all about it. I have a lovely guest. Her name is Dr. Tina Moore. She is a naturopathic doctor and a chiropractic doctor. And so we're going to talk about how in the heck did that happen? Because that's a lot of education. She specializes in the application of natural pain solutions and regenerative injection therapies to treat a variety of musculoskeletal conditions. Dr. Moore, Tina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be able to connect with you and your audience today.
Yeah. So this is great. I mean, RIT, R-I-T, and I actually have gone through the entire regenerative injection therapy course back in the day when Harry Adelson, Dr. Adelson, was first doing it. So yeah. And so I love it. Now, I'm a CrossFit coach. I'm I would like to say a retired CrossFit athlete, but for some reason, it just keeps popping back up into my weekly workouts here and there. And I come across people with musculoskeletal issues, all the time. And what they're looking at is usually, you know, I see them, they've got a brace on or they're modifying things and we start talking about it. And they're looking at surgery. They've hooked up with an orthopedic surgeon and they're looking at surgery. And first, have you gotten a second opinion? And my second opinion is always something that is sort of down the path or, using the least invasive methods to diagnose and treat first, what we do so well as naturopathic doctors. And regenerative injection therapies, I think, is so wonderful for healing and it's so wonderful for pain control. But you know better than me because you do this exclusively in your practice. Is that correct?
I do. That is 100% of my practice at this point. So, and I, like you, was trained by Harry Adelson, who was trained by all of our mentors, who was Rick Marinelli.
Yeah.
I spent years and years and years. I started out as Dr. Marinelli's receptionist back in the 90s.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I was with him for a long time, and I ended up taking over his practice. And I joke that I drank the Kool-Aid. This is in my blood. I've been around regenerative injection therapy since I was in my early 20s, and I'm now in my early 40s. So half my life, I'm in it.
That is amazing. All right. So for our listeners, let's just explain, please, what are regenerative injection therapies?
Well, so the body has the innate ability to heal, right? We all know that. And when you have a ligament or tendinous injury, that's more often the source of pain than what's happening inside the joint. Everybody wants to blame arthritis, which is, degeneration inside the joint. But a lot of people's pain is coming from the ligaments and tendons that surround the joint and also from the inside of the joint. And ligaments and tendons have a notoriously terrible blood supply. So anyone who's sprained an ankle and had chronic issues ever since can attest to that.
Yeah.
What we do with the therapies is traditionally it's a prolotherapy technique. It's not so much about what's in the syringe, but what the technique of the practitioner is, which is to needle all of those ligaments and tendons where they insert into bone. It's highly innervated. It hurts, but those areas hurt a lot when they become injured and they don't have a good blood supply. So we actually pepper the area with the needle, which causes little micro traumas and then in turn causes the body to wake up and start healing. So it's somewhat irrelevant what we're injecting. It's more important how we're injecting.
And right. So listeners, yes, we are definitely talking about an injection. So you've seen an injection perhaps for a B12 shot or certainly needles when you have an IV started in you or you get a vaccine or what have you. But this is definitely, if you just visualize, it's the same thing. So you've got a syringe with a needle. And what Dr. Moore is saying is it's that needling. It's actually poking into the skin and then getting to that injured place. And the technique of that really is what defines wonderful regeneration of that tissue.
Absolutely. And it's just like anything. This is kind of gross, but when you have everybody's had an injury where they've developed a really thick scab and then it just kind of stopped healing, it sort of stalled out. And if you pick that scab off, all of a sudden the body kicks up and heals it up very quickly because you've just, you created a little micro trauma where there was already injury and you induced the body to heal. So we can go, we have different strengths. We have dextrose prolotherapy, which is the technique I just described, along with there's a sugar water solution in the syringe, which causes your cells to basically osmotically rush in and, you know, bring the healing goodies with it. There's PRP, which is a little more popular, I think, platelet-rich plasma. People seem to be more into that one because, you know, the professional athletes are doing more of it. And that's where we take the blood. We concentrate out the platelets, which are, they have growth factors. They have dozens of growth factors that we know about and probably a lot of things we don't know about. And then we do the same technique I do as a traditional prolotherapist, and you would as, if, you know, if you were providing that in your practice. A lot of orthopedic doctors simply shoot that juice in the joint and call it good, but they don't address all the other extra articular, all the other structures like I just described outside of the joint that are really most of the time the main pain generators.
You know, and I love that you say that because there's this one thing that I've talked about before when I've been sort of in an educational mode to patients. And it's about this exact same thing. Cause if you've ever seen, like, let's say at an anatomy lab or, you know, if you've seen, or let's even say around Halloween, if you've ever seen a skeleton, right? That the skeleton has structure and function. It just does without anything connected to it. It basically is perfectly fine, but it is when, you get those ligaments and tendons that are attached to our skeleton, where pain often is associated. And that's what we have to look at, you know, and I think that you say it so perfectly. You know, a lot of people want to go to the joint, but it's those tissues that make such a big difference.
And the joint, you know, joints degenerate for different reasons, and we don't have to get too far into it. I think the main reason joints degenerate, honestly, is I think of arthritis, degenerative arthritis, kind of like a type of diabetes in the joint, personally, just from the research I've done. I think there's, you know, there's metabolic stuff going on there. But, ligaments and tendons become lax because they become injured or they become pulled on or they become overused or they become overstretched, just like a rubber band, and they don't go back. And so they sort of end up on lax, and then they end up pulling off the ends of where they attach. And that's very painful. And I've had lots and lots of patients come in with MRIs showing horrible, horrible things. And then I'm nowhere near where that horrible thing is on the MRI with my palpation, with my fingers. I'm pressing the tissues to try to find the area. I'm nowhere near it. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's my pain. And it's creating the same referral pattern down the leg. And I'm way, way down on a ligament on their sits bone. You know, I'm nowhere near the disc herniation in the back that everybody wants to do surgery on and cut on. There's a huge gray area, like you mentioned right when we started talking, between conservative care, which would be, you know, manual therapies, massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, and then there's this huge gray zone, and then there's surgery. And most people don't fit in the surgery camp. They're in the gray zone, and they're suffering completely needlessly. And there's these wonderful regenerative injection therapies available to help them really turn that pain dial down or off. And it spans, I mean, people are like, how can you help me with this? I'm like, because it's not, we've been lied to and convinced you either do PT and fail it and get some cortisone and fail that, or you go get surgery. And there's, you know, people aren't being given the option in between because being, you know, doing really good prolotherapy technique, whether you have PRP or stem cells or dextrose in your syringe, doing that technique it's hard to learn, right? You went through the training. It's not easy. It's not something that just anybody can pick up.
It's very specialized.
It is, and it requires a high level of ability to diagnose orthopedically. It requires really good palpation skills and anatomy and physio skills, and I just think that a lot of doctors don't take the time to learn that. They're great with their
Well, I think you're right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I also think, too, that, you know, and this is the whole point of my show. It's the whole reason I do it is just to help people understand what else is out there. Because I do think that obviously we've got conventional Western reductionistic medicine that kind of umbrellas everybody's thinking when, you know, just even knee-jerk reaction when it comes to their healthcare, you know, their insurance-based healthcare, et cetera. And just to understand and have folks know that there are things that you can do effectively to fill that gray area if you're in that gray area. And I'm always encouraging second opinions, you know, because I've said, I think there's value in all systems of medicine. I mean, I shattered my shoulder. I had a complete, I had 3 or 4 labral tears and a full thickness tear of my supraspinatus. Like, I needed surgery. My orthopedic surgeon looked at me, he's like, you need to get that thing fixed. Because of course I was dancing around thinking about other things, and there's a place and time for everything. But I think if people understand and know that this is out there, it's one of the things that's most important. Awareness is really power. Now, I interrupted you because you're talking and explaining prolotherapy. So the needling and what could be in the syringe, and then PRP, which is taking the own blood and using the platelets, and then stem cells. So talk about that too. What's the difference?
Well, so stem cells, I liken it to, there's tea, coffee, and then there's espresso. So, but you know, as we know, coffee and espresso might actually have a different amount of caffeine than we, I always thought espresso was stronger when I was a younger person. Stem cells are where we take the stem cells from your tissues, and you can use adipose stem cells, which is fat, which is your concentration of stem cells is higher in your belly fat, in your flank. And then there is bone marrow stem cells, where we take that from the iliac crest, which is on your back, near your sacroiliac joint, and we can actually harvest. And it sounds terribly painful, but it's not the worst thing in the world by any means. Both of those are high in mesenchymal stem cells, which are basically the quick and dirty. They're cells that will, essentially given the right terrain and the right nourishment, will turn into whatever you want them to. Where you place them, they will do their thing. And so I do adipose stem cells. I don't do bone marrow stem cells in my practice. I don't do a ton of these procedures, not as much as I used to. I used to do quite a bit, but I've really gotten on this kick lately. I strongly, strongly believe that these treatments are only as good as the patient is healthy. And I think we're going to find that these therapies really don't work nearly as well as we would like them to when patients are unhealthy. So I screen all of my patients. They have to be athletic, and they have to be, and an athlete in my head is anybody who's moving towards fitness, you know, in a dedicated way. Stem cells, we concentrate them down and we inject them just as we would the other therapies. And they just have it's a more potent therapy. And I reserve that for really bad degenerative arthritis cases. Generally, if I could get a patient, you know, they're more expensive, of course. And if I can get 2 or 3 rounds of PRP on a healthy patient, I feel like I have a better chance of really getting them well. But sometimes we have to jump to the stronger stem cell treatment.
Wow, this is great. So in your practice, when you screened your patient, let me back up. Let's talk about, so you were a chiropractor first?
I did them both concurrently.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I started in chiropractic college, much to Dr. Marinelli's dismay, because he was my good friend and mentor. And then over a bottle of wine one night, he convinced me to go to naturopathic school. So I jumped ship and went there, and then immediately got sort of finagled into doing them both at the same time, because they were trying to build a bridge program between the two schools, and I was the guinea pig. So I did them both concurrently for several years, which was a terrible idea for my health, but it got me a great education.
It's a great education, and that's amazing. So when you're seeing patients, and because you'd mentioned these therapies, and I think with anything else, you're going to recover better from surgery if you're healthy. You're going to recover better from an autoimmune disease if you're healthy. It's like, you know, you're going to recover better in life with change, with a breakup if you're healthy, you know, right?
Yeah.
Do you also then, because this is 100% of your practice, this alternative to surgery or pain medications, these natural pain solutions, do you then do adjunct counseling with your patients to get them in that, you know, in that lane, where whether it's moving more and being an athlete working towards fitness, or whether it's their diet or lifestyle, stress modification, things like that? Do you work adjunctively with them?
I do. I'm really good at identifying systemic causes of pain versus actual biomechanical causes of pain, meaning somebody comes to me with chronic pain. It's a classic case would be a postmenopausal woman. She's got pain in both of her sacroiliac joints. She's got pain in both of her hips. That is not somebody I want to stick a needle in right now. She might really have biomechanical issues in her tissues, but more often than not, she's probably dealing with some underlying inflammation, hormonal disruption, gut issues, things like that. And so I'm really quick to identify that in the first visit. And often people are just, you know, I may never treat them. I send them off. I send them off to my network of practitioners, and I get them the care they need, and I make sure that they get it. And the people that I refer to know when to refer back to me when the patient's in healing mode. And that might be 90 days, that might be 30 days, that might be a year from then. Because if somebody's got a lot of systemic inflammation, these treatments can really exacerbate things from what I've seen. I've done so many thousands of cases. And so, yeah, I make sure they really get what they need. If it's most, you know, I live in Portland and we have a plethora of practitioners of all sorts here. So most people come to me sort of as a last resort. They have a naturopath, they have a chiropractor, they have an acupuncturist, but everything's sort of not working. And so they get referred to me because I won't BS them. I am not greed centered. If I can't help them or I don't think it's a good idea, I'll tell them straight up. And so I was getting so many referrals that way that I just had to put some kind of application process into effect, because it's pretty easy for me just to see on paper whether somebody's a good candidate after treating all of these patients. Right. I'll tell you really quickly, I think it's cell signaling. I think it's almost irrelevant what we're injecting into the patient. I think it's their absolute ability for their cells to signal. And a simple way to say that is that they are good healers. So if they're not good healers, all of these therapies are cash or payment at time of service. Insurance does not cover them. If a doctor's billing insurance, they're committing some level of insurance fraud. And so because of that, I do not want somebody doling out hundreds or thousands of dollars for treatments that I, from right off the bat, can pretty much call like, hey, this isn't going to go great for you right now.
I think it's great.
And go ahead.
No, I think that, you know, not greed centered and being able to really be in service for these folks, and also referring them out when you know that this technique is probably not going to be in their best interest. I think it's a quality issue, I think, that you have too, because I think this is a great example of just practice management. If you stay in your lane and do what you do and do what you love, as you said, you've gotten so many referrals just from doing that. I think people just come. I know that I talk to a lot of, you know, new naturopathic doctors or students that are going to be graduating, and everybody's worried about getting patients. And I feel like it's such a simple solution when you really work in service and you just, and I do think that this is a service industry. I do. I think people that call us and that find us need help. And they're, you know, if we do what we love and we do it right and not from a greed place, that we get to help a lot of people, and there's no problem with filling our offices for sure.
No, absolutely. And I've never wanted for patients. I've always come because I'm ethical, and patients will come to me and they'll say, you know, I was told you're not going to BS me and that you'd give me a great diagnosis. And I do, I give them a great diagnosis because I really have both brains going, and the chiropractic and the naturopathic, and I can tell them pretty quick. I can tell them almost by looking at them, you know, and just the minute I get my hands on their tissues, I know for certain, like, this is not. I had a patient, just a quick case study, I had a patient come in, wonderful, beautiful woman in her 50s. She was going through some menopause. She had been on Synthroid forever, which is a synthetic thyroid hormone, and for your listeners. And she had just gotten in with a great naturopath up in her area in Washington, and he finally got her on some T3. And she was just on the beginning of it, and she was so hypothyroid still, and I could see it and feel it in her tissues, and everything hurt that I touched. And I said, you really need to go back to your naturopath. You need to be on this T3 for another at least 90 days, and I really think you need to get some hormone balancing going on. I think you should address the other hormones. I got a call from her doctor. He was great, but he was like, she doesn't want to do hormone replacement therapy. Like, you know, when will you treat her? Why won't you treat her now? She was a little bit confused, and there was a little bit of you know, I kind of felt bad that I sent her off. And she came back, I think that was May. She came back just last week, and she looked great. And I could just see that the thyroid issues had resolved so much. And she was doing, you know, she really got serious about her anti-inflammatory diet after she saw me, even though he had already suggested it. You know, I gave her the kind of come to Jesus talk, and she'd really dialed it in, and her tissues were so much better when I put my hands on her, and she was in so much less discomfort anyway. And I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly why I made you wait. And she was happy and I was happy and everybody was, you know, but I had to really put my foot down there. And I think a younger, more insecure version of myself would have just treated her, but it didn't feel like anyone's best interest at the time.
Yeah. And folks, this is how it's done. As naturopathic doctors, we are taught and we treat the whole person. And so even though Tina has a very specialized practice and has been uniquely trained in regenerative injection techniques, treating the whole person means you are not just your pain and, you know, or you're not just your orthopedic system. You are so much more. And it's wonderful when people realize that, because that's how your body works. That's how we're rolling around. So what conditions do these therapies treat? What do you see? Give me a couple examples of folks that come in. What are they experiencing?
So I treat a lot of people like yourself and myself, just, you know, people sort of, you know, they won't leave. They love their activity. They love being active. They love lifting weights. They love, you know, it's a lot of guys and women like, hey, I love the barbell. I'm obsessed with strength training. So I see a lot of people like that. You know, they jacked up their shoulder and they just need it to work so they can keep lifting. I see a lot of degenerative arthritis cases. I see a lot of healthy people, to be honest. I really do see a lot of just great, you know, even into their 80s and 90s, just knees that hurt, backs that hurt, shoulders that hurt, pretty much any arthritic condition or acute soft tissue injury or joint injury, I can do really great stuff with. And it, like I said, we've got a couple different options, but it's really across the board. I think I see more knees and shoulders and low backs than anything, because that seems to be the areas that go first for people. But, you know, I feel really strongly that when you injure your knee, that's kind of the beginning of the end for a lot of people. If you really go back, you know, we do root cause medicine. If you really go back to the root cause and you get their story, and you know this, often they'll say, you know, it started with this ankle injury or this knee injury, and that, you know, slowed me down. And then I put on 10 pounds, and then my blood pressure went up, and then I got metabolic syndrome, and now I'm on 5 medications. And here I am to see the naturopath with all these systemic chronic issues. But the real issue is that in their 30s or 40s, they hurt their knee or ankle and put on 5 or 10 pounds. And that, you know, that's kind of a downward spiral of pain, I call it. And so I feel in my heart that I'm doing really root cause medicine, because I'm trying to just keep active people active.
Yep. And keep the skin in the game. That's really important.
Yeah. and if we may not get the pain to completely resolve, but we certainly can make people a lot more comfortable so that they can just keep moving. Because the more you move, the better you feel and the less pain you have. So, you know, that's the vicious cycle. People get hurt and they just stop. And then it all goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yep. I see it all the time and I love it. And because it is, once you get that root cause medicine and you understand their story, it is a lot to unwind. And it's another thing that I continue to remind people is that, you know, Western reductionistic, you know, sort of conventional medicine I would say it's easy medicine. If you go to surgery, you get it done. If you get a prescription medication, here, take this. You go down to the pharmacy, pay your copay, come home, pop that top of that pill bottle, take that. That's easy medicine. When we're working and you see somebody's story that started with, hey, I bummed out my knee, you know, 15 years ago. And it's a lot to unwind. And we're looking at dietary modifications. We're looking at lifestyle things. We're looking at these more sort of less invasive, certainly an alternative to surgery when we're talking about pain relief and also healing. You know, I love the whole idea about regenerative injection therapies, because sometimes what I would liken it to is, you know, let's say, and you said a scab, right? But let's say you have a wound that got infected and it's not healing. Mostly what happens, right, even in conventional medicine, is that they'll go and they'll debride that wound. Basically, they'll make it worse. They'll make it raw. They'll clean it out and make it raw. So the body has a chance, because as Tina said, Dr. Moore said, you know, our bodies have an innate ability to heal. But if it has a chance, what's in the way? A lot of times as naturopathic doctors, that's what we're asking. You know, what is in the way? Why isn't it? And so this is just a wonderful stimulation of that natural process. I love it. So, all right, people can find you at your website, www.drtina.com, and that's T-Y-N-A.com. And so listeners, once again, just to recap, orthopedic pain, knees, shoulders, lower back, when you're looking at PT that fails and then into the operating room, that gray area that it can be filled. There are techniques that are out there. They're available to you, prolotherapy, PRP, stem cell therapy. And there's wonderful people like Dr. Tina Moore who do it. And you're also on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Tina Moore. Thank you so much for this information. And you're in Portland. So anybody in that area, you know who to go to. You might have to go through an application form, but I think it's going to be worth it. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for being here. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Real quick, I have a free resource on my website where they can find practitioners, and it's just the PRP 101 school. So if they log in there, they can get a ton of their questions answered and then find practitioners in their area.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so another resource for you folks is right on that website, www.drtina.com.
Yeah.
A resource for a practitioner that does this stuff right in your area. All right, folks, Dr. Holly Lucille with Mindful Medicine. Until next time, thank you so much.